That is Maverick Sabre, Roses, Ether on 2FM. Roz and David here with you until 3 o'clock. And lads, we're delighted because we have someone in the studio which I am oh so excited to chat to because his music is iconic and it's incredible. And he just came straight off of, excuse me, my chocolate bar's caught in my mouth. It's all the excitement because you came off last night straight from supporting the Wolftones at the Three Arena. We are delighted to have in the studio Kieran Mourne, who has some great new music out. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thanks a lot. I'm delighted to be here. Delighted. Good show last night. I had a great time. And
yeah, how was it? Listen, you like something like what, over 13,000 people. What was the atmosphere like going out into the Three Arena and seeing that vision and then just doing your music in front of all these people? What was it like?
It was crazy. It was the first time playing the Three Arena, so it was I was very nervous before going on, you know, but when we went out, the crowd were just there with us, and it was one of the best experiences. It still feels a little bit surreal, you know. It was an experience I don't think we'll ever forget, you know.
Oh, and you're doing it again.
Yeah, two nights we're playing there tonight and tomorrow night. So I'm more excited tonight.
Last night, because you've gotten the first night under your belt and you know the excitement and what to expect. So just getting back to you, right? You started music. You started singing when you were the age of 13. You did pause for a while and you've kind of gotten back into it. And I know you've spoken about you took that break because you'd kind of just lost a bit of confidence. How did you get your confidence back?
When I was a kid, I was always aware of the great singers, you know, the pop singers, and I was very familiar with what it was like to hear somebody that's good or a strong singer, you know. And I never thought I was strong enough to do it when I was a kid, but as I kind of grew up, I started to hear other musicians like the likings of Damien Dempsey and Damien Rice and Christy Moore and other singers, I suppose, and figure out that you can sing in your own accent and sing certain words and people still enjoy you, you know, whether that's one or five people. And yeah, I think finding my own voice and knowing that, look, I don't have to sound like Beyonce to be able to write a good song or a strong song was important to me. And I think for me, just as an artist, I suppose now, when I was a kid, I used to think to myself, I'll never be able to do that, you know. And the more I kind of put my own voice out there and realised that it's all right to sing in your own accent or it's all right to put your own voice out there and be confident in it, because the strongest part about me is nobody sounds like me, you know. And the same with anybody that has that kind of thing, you know, so...
And your lyrics are I have to say, like, I was listening to your music and the first thing that stood out to me was the storytelling within your lyrics. I don't think there's many people around like that at the moment who are really able to delve into colloquialisms and language used by people here in Ireland. And it took me on a journey. And now that sounds really wanky maybe, you know, for a 12:30 on a Saturday, but it really did. Your lyrics are so beautiful.
Thank you.
So it's so interesting to hear you say that as well. Not putting yourself up against Beyonce and all that, because you're not Beyonce. You'll never be Beyonce.
Absolutely,
You're your own individual artist. It's stunning.
Thank you. Yeah, with regards to the lyrics, I think it's important to be able to put out how you feel and how other people feel around you, you know. And I grew up in an area that will kind of keep you
in
intact.
Keep you humble.
If I was singing about flowers in a garden that we didn't have, it'd be difficult. So you're singing about real things, you know. And again, it's something. It's our own language. We can kind of. We speak in our own way and use our own words, you know.
And Kieran, we got a text in here saying, "Hi, Roz and David. I was there last night. Kieran was absolutely amazing." And that comes in from Mouse and the Lad. So is that really nice to get that real positive feedback? And especially because you're on supporting the Wolftones, that you're getting to reach such a even bigger audience now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's since the announcement of the show, like it's been crazy, you know, the amount of messages I've had. And you know, you start to realise that there are people out there that really do support you and they want to see you doing well, you know, in Dublin and in Ireland. And last night, since when I came off the stage last night, I haven't been able to look at my phone properly, you know. It's been just constant. There's so many videos and lovely messages from people and comments, and you know, for people to go out of their way and take, whether it's a minute or two out of the day, to say well done or whatever, or you done good, it's nice to know, you know. And I work very hard with this, and I've put it in since I'm a kid and try to come back, and it's lovely to see and lovely to get people coming in, you know.
And for those who maybe are only hearing you for the very first time on this interview, where can people find you? Like, where do you share most of your stuff?
Most of the content will be out on Instagram at Kieran Mourne Music, or Facebook on Kieran Mourne Music, and any new music will be released over on Spotify on the same under Kieran Mourne as well.
Perfect. And you have a new song out?
I do. How Are You Man? It's out. It came out yesterday, and we've had an amazing response. We got Track of the Day with Hot Press as well yesterday.
Oh,
so I'm delighted with it. Yeah, and I haven't haven't had much of a chance to promote it too much because of the shows,
yes.
But we'll get on to it. I'm heading to New York on
Thursday.
Well,
you're here right now, so you're getting a chance to promote it. Come on, Kieran.
So, yeah, it's out on Spotify and it's out on YouTube.
And aside from two more nights with the Wolf Tones in the Three Arena, what's coming up for you?
Oh, yeah, I'm heading to New York on Thursday. We're going off to play four nights over there in New York. Then we just announced a show yesterday with MCD in the Academy Green Room.
Brilliant.
Tickets have been flying since last
Where
night.
Where can
since
people
the
get
show.
Them?
They can get them on Ticketmaster. Tickets are on sale now for the 14th of December in the Academy. And we've good plans. The dream for me is to do the Olympia Theatre. I'm not from too far away from it, and I'm confident of doing it in the next year or so. And I think if we sell this out quick enough, there's a good chance we'll get
there.
Well, I'd
say
soon,
after
you know?
Three nights in the Three Arena, yeah. I'd say you'll fill it out, no we'll bother
there,
at
yeah.
all. Kieran, thank you so much for coming in
Thanks
to us today.
Thank
and
you.
Anyone listening, you can check out Kieran at Kieran Moran Music over on Instagram. Check out Spotify for all the new music. And if you're going to the Three Arena over the next two nights, have a blast. Make sure you scream extra loud for Kieran now.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Roz and Emma. RTE. 2FM.